AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy and breezy. We will have a high of about 30 degrees. Temperature-wise around the area, we start out in Kenosha, where it is 26 and overcast, 24 in Burlington, Milwaukee 29, and it's 27 at this hour in Racine. A Racine County jury deliberated about 6 hours Thursday before finding Brad Hayek guilty on multiple felony charges from the hit-and-run death of a pedestrian just over 2 years ago. Among the allegations against 33-year-old Hayek, homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. The victim was 45-year-old Robert Castaneda. He was struck while crossing Romaine Avenue on Christmas night 2014 after having attended a gathering at a friend's house. Hayek accused of driving off, returning to the scene briefly, and then leaving on foot for his sister's home nearby. His blood alcohol level at the time measuring .063. The maximum penalty is over 40 years in prison. He's scheduled for sentencing April the 10th. The trial in Kenosha County of Andrew Obregon on dozens of allegations, felony charges, scheduled to begin on Monday.
Obregon allegedly went on a crime spree across Kenosha and Racine counties after he was named as a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was found in a town of Paris cornfield in September of 2015. Obregon eluded deputies in both counties, often by driving into cornfields before being arrested in Lake County, Illinois. Obregon has been charged with more than 30 felonies, including first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, kidnapping, burglary, and theft. Following a motion hearing in Kenosha Circuit Court, Judge Chad Kirkman said Obregon's trial will remain on the schedule for jury selection on Monday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking held an event last night inside Great Lakes Church on Spring Street. It featured Nancy Yarborough, a guest speaker, a survivor of human trafficking, also founder of Milwaukee's Fresh Start Learning effort.
And now she's an advocate in Milwaukee. She's worked with over 700 to 800 victims. She runs support groups. She's out on the street. She's a very fascinating individual.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Carrie Hemming, the executive director of the coalition, noted that human trafficking is now the number two criminal enterprise in the world behind drug trafficking. A low estimate of 27 million victims, projected, though, to reach number one status within the next 5 years. She also mentioned their big February 3rd fundraising event at the Masonic Temple. A fleeing vehicle from Fond du Lac County reported stolen out of the city of Racine, eventually stopped with a handful of juveniles from the Milwaukee area taken into custody. A sheriff's deputy tried to pull over the car for an issue with the license plate, but it kept going onto I-41, then into Washington County. Took two attempts with spike sticks to stop that vehicle, which ended up in a ditch in the village of Menominee Falls. Four of the six occupants took off on foot, five eventually taken into custody. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's keeping closer tabs lately on the trash containers inside of Petrifying Springs Park. This after a complaint was received about them overflowing, and it turned out they were apparently being used to dispose of both commercial and household materials. Sergeant Eric Klinghammer says that anybody proven to be violating the county's ordinance is subject to a fine of up to $400 or 90 days in jail. Kenosha County Parks Director Matt Collins says anybody observing the illegal dumping of materials into these containers at Pets or any other park in Kenosha County, contact the Sheriff's Department at 262-653-6600. United Way of Racine County's victory celebration held last night at Festival Hall. It was announced the campaign goal of $5 million was just a little bit short at $4.975 million. President and Chief Executive Officer Rod Prunty, though, telling the many volunteers and community members it was still quite an accomplishment. This year's campaign total compares to the $5.1 million raised in 2015. The funding to be targeted at programs and projects this year is chosen by committee. The coordinator of the Stop Child Abuse and Neglect Program for Lutheran Social Services went before the Racine Unified School Board this week, seeking help from the district to fund the classroom efforts in their next budget. Karen Featherston noting that the SCAN message has been taught in the district for over 30 years at no cost.
We present lessons in 4K, 5K, 2nd, 4th, and 6th graders across the district and are written into the Family Life curriculum. Last year, SCAN taught more than 6,000 Racine Unified students to recognize abuse, to disclose it, and to identify sources of support. Above all, we teach that abuse is never the fault of the child.
She explained that their funding is right now in jeopardy to provide the free SCAN lessons in the schools. The suggestion was made to maybe cut costs by having teachers and counselors taking over some of the efforts. Featherston says that's really not in the best interest. 63% of their efforts with SCAN go into the schools, and that covers about 400 lessons. Total cost about $46,000. Right now, she says, there's a funding gap of about $15,000. That's why they're asking for help in the 2017-18 school district budget. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation accepting 5 new municipalities into its Connect Communities program designed to advance downtown and urban corridor revitalization efforts. One of the 5 is the City of Burlington. Connect Communities, created to support and complement the Wisconsin Main Street program, which began in 1987. She's the new special events manager for Real Racine, comes from marketing and promotion in the retail sector, and chomping at the bit for the 2017 tourism season to unfold. Right now she's working on all kinds of different projects and ideas.
It's actually been a smooth transition. I was a little nervous about that. What I did at Bonton, outside of the actual work, was create relationships with our vendors. I worked with printers every day. We had a great relationship, and that is what I liked most about my job there. So now I just get to do that and meet all new people.
That's Carrie Grieving on WRJN's Community Conversation. She's from Oak Creek, says she never really knew Racine had so much to offer, pointing to the first weekend in May is really the kickoff of the summer season of events. The American Junior Golf Association, for the first time in Wisconsin, will be hosting a tournament at the Meadowbrook Country Club. And for those of you from Southeast Wisconsin who attend Summerfest, you're going to be seeing a new name connected to the annual music festival in the next few years in a couple of locations. First, the Marcus Amphitheater is going to be replaced with construction of a brand new facility beginning with 2019 or 2020, and the Marcus name replaced by American Family Insurance. It'll still have about 18,000 seats, plus space on the grass for another 5,000 or so. But according to a release, better restaurant options, more bathrooms, and new hospitality areas. The event itself will officially be known as Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.